Well, it is very strange, very mixed feelings. I mean, actually, it's nearly 27 years come May. 1999, I was elected. So if you think about that, over a quarter of a century, it's a huge part of my adult life. It's been a challenge. It's been tough at times, but it's been a great honour and privilege to be in this role, to be re-elected six times, and now to be facing a change in my life, because I'm still very active, but I do feel that now was the right time to leave. But as I said, yes, it's been a huge chunk of my life, and of course my family's life. But I moved to Barry very quickly after I got elected with my family, and there's lots to do in Barry and the Vale of Glamorgan, and lots to do with my family.
I think I heard a figure that was said by Lloyd that you're one of the third longest serving minister in government, and that includes Winston Churchill on that list. So how does it feel to be in a list with Winston Churchill?
Well, you know, I'm pleased and grateful that I've had the opportunity to be a minister, because that is where you have got the prospects of change and power in your fingertips, and you know, working with a team. And of course, when I started, I was appointed as Health and Social Services Minister way back in 1999, and it was very tough. There was a very low budget in health. Health is always what they say. Being a health minister is the toughest job, and I was nearly 6 years as health minister. I think that sort of really took its toll in terms of huge responsibilities you feel in terms of health, and being responsible for the development of the and maintaining the health service. But of course, I mean, one can say over all those years that it's I have also had some fantastic jobs. Education, I mean, wonderful to think of the funding we've put into schools here in the Vale of Glamorgan, but also our finance, I think, is something where it's a bit like being Chancellor of the Exchequer for Wales. You actually have great opportunity to work with your colleagues to make sure everyone's got the funding you need, and also to address things not just in Wales, but also with the UK government. And when I was finance minister, it was a part of the time there was a coalition between the Conservatives and Liberal Democrats, and I worked very hard to try and get a better funding deal for Wales. I think the main thing I'd say, and I could go on for a long time, but I'm not going to, about being a minister and about the roles I've played, Chief Whip, Trevnith, the manager, which is working with other political parties, making sure that your own people in your own party are sort of performing well, supporting them through difficult times. But the main thing in politics is really about relationships and diplomacy. And I think that's perhaps where my strengths have been. I'm not always getting it right as well, of course, but very grateful for all of that. So, you know, it is a point now where I'm reflecting on all of that.
And talking about reflecting, when you look back, is there kind of one standout thing that you're really proud that you were able to achieve as an MS or as a government as a whole?
Well, I mean, one of the first things I did, which I think is very important and it really holds clear today, is agree that we should have a children's commissioner, an independent children's commissioner, someone who was appointed partly by children and young people following an awful scandal in a children's home in North Wales. We're talking now 26 years ago that this happened. But, you know, we have a wonderful children. We've had children's commissioners over the years, a wonderful one now, Rocío Fuentes, who's really speaks up for children. But, you know, I also think, I've mentioned investment in schools. I think it's really important that we have been able to rebuild our new schools, and school buildings are really important. It's great to see them here in Barry and Atlantic Major, Cowbridge. I mean, these are many issues about improving our school buildings as well. But I think finally, I'd say as a government, investment in our early years and Flying Start, only just down the road here in Barry, the wonderful Flying Start, which early years, if you don't actually invest, particularly perhaps children who haven't got all the prospects and opportunities, we've been through bad period of austerity and cost of living, if you can invest in those children, you know, and their parents in very early stages, I'm really proud of Flying Start.
With the upcoming election now, there are lots of changes come in, more MSs than ever, but also more than the ministerial role, I guess you're the first and only MS that will ever exist for the Vale of Glamorgan as well. So how proud are you of how far the Vale of Glamorgan has come and the work you've been able to do in the Vale of Glamorgan to make it become a better place?
Well, I think it's interesting because way back, I mean, I was involved in the Yes for Wales campaign. I very strongly believe in devolution, that we need to get people responsible right down in local communities in Wales. So we did, you know, the Vale of Glamorgan didn't actually vote for devolution way back then when we had the vote, the referendum in 1997. But I think... I hope I've been able to establish the worth of devolution as the MS over these years. I've got re-elected. It's described as a marginal seat. We've had Conservative and Labour as the two main parties really featuring. But now we do have an opportunity. I do very strongly believe people's vote should count. So I think we certainly needed more members. It has been 24/7 working as MS and the other MSs and ministers. We needed to expand the Senedd, and it was good that, you know, we had a majority in the Senedd to actually drive Senedd reform. And I think that the new system will mean that you have more representatives. People will be able to go out and vote for the party that they think will deliver. It's great. I've been going to some schools and talking to them about their right to vote. That's another great thing we've done. 16 and 17-year-olds can vote. But I think it just means you'll have a team supporting the Vale of Glamorgan, of course, joined up with Bridgend. I think that's going to have real opportunities. More scrutiny of government, but more policy making to meet people's needs. And I'm so proud of living in Barry and the Vale of Glamorgan, all of the developments, regeneration. Still more to be done, and I've been really pleased to be part of the Barry Regeneration Board in the last few months and years. So lots to look forward to. I'll be there, and I'm hoping to play my part in the community.
And looking ahead now for you, your retirement, what's the plans for retirement? What do you hope to be able to do now? You've got more time on your hands.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, I haven't for all these years ever been able to go on holiday during the school term. I have not. Recently, I've got a new grandson, Oshan, and he's 8 weeks old. And I think I see a bit more of my grandson. After Easter, I'll be down in Swansea doing a bit of grandparenting. I'm a mamgie. Perhaps the children will see a bit more of their mamgi now. I mean, obviously, so that is a more normal life, the grandparents. And, you know, my husband and partner, my mother is also still alive living in Barry. And in fact, she turned 100 last year. So, I mean, but I want to also be able to hopefully contribute, volunteer, be part of the thinking and, you know, about where does Wales go from here? And I think that's where I should be, obviously, also working with long-standing friends and colleagues like Mark Drake for Julie Morgan. We go back to being councillors many, many moons ago together in the old South Glamorgan County Council. That shows how, you know, we're at the time now where we have to allow make way for the next generation and the new chapter for Wales.
Well, Jane, it's been great having you in and having one final chat with you as your MS for the Vale of Glamorgan. Thank you for all your support of Borough Radio over the years as well, and for coming in, and a happy retirement.
Diolch yn fawr, Nathan, and well done. I'm so proud of Borough Radio.